Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about self-discipline, man. We're going to talk about something that, you know, I know that for me, the word discipline sometimes, gets muddy because a lot of people think discipline is like a disciplinarian, or discipline is like, oh, this person just listens to everything I say, or like, you know, you try to discipline your kids. In fact, when I was younger, I thought discipline was a negative thing. It was like a punishment. That's how I related discipline and punishment as the same thing. But let me tell you, success doesn't happen overnight. You guys know this. And most of the people who pull off any type of success in a short period of time have actually paid their dues way back. They've done the time. It just looks like all of a sudden this person's like been successful, when in the end, if you look at it, they've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. You have to go through a long process of disappointment, of failure, of pain, in order to achieve your goals, right? We all do this with this program. You know, there's times where, you know, workouts are tough, or you don't feel like working out, or you're sore. Like for me right now, I am sore from my shoulders all the way down to my feet. Like my body's completely sore because we shot some workouts that were killer workouts. And, I always get sore, but, you get up the next day, you get on the bike and you do another workout, even if you're sore. That's about discipline. And discipline is not just about achieving your goals. The discipline isn't achieving your goals. It's actually becoming a better person, because when you have discipline, you will become a better person because you're doing things you don't want to do. And let's face it, you know, given the choice, we'd probably rather do something pleasurable. We'd rather do something that's quick. We'd rather do something that's easy, something that you can get right now. You know, okay, I want this right now. I want to lose 20 pounds today. I want to lose 20 pounds tomorrow. I want to lose 20 pounds next week. That's not the way the biggest rewards are for people who wait to eat that cookie, who wait. You know, we hear it, you know, patience is a virtue. You know, you have to put in the work, and you have to stay disciplined. We're going to continue to, I'm going to talk about that. Any success of any of you guys here on this call right now that you've had in your life, any success that you've had, school, that's a big thing, because you can see, like, if you got your degree, or if you were going for some type of a certification, or if you were, in business and or in life, like when you look back at how you achieve that, you know that you probably had to put in some serious work, things that you did not want to do, things that you didn't feel like doing in order to get to where you wanted to get to, in order to get that success. You look back, all of us at some point in time, whether it was when we were young or whatever, if we really dig deep, we know, shit, man, yeah, I did actually, I wanted to go out with my buddies, but I couldn't do it because I had to study for this, or I had to focus on this, or I had to do this. Like, that's discipline, right? Discipline is needed not just to reach the top of your career, the top of business, health, maximize how much money you make. But discipline is huge in your relationships. It's huge in, of course, health and weight loss. It's huge in emotional development, and it's huge in personal development, right? Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. The reason why the weight loss industry is so, is a multi-billion dollar industry is because you can't package up discipline into a little pill or a tablet. Like, if I could give all of you guys a pill and tablet and go, okay, here's a program and here's your discipline supplement, and you guys are going to crush through this, then no one would have anything to sell you guys, because most of the times, you know, guys will join this program or they'll do the trial and then they'll kind of look around and they'll go, oh, look, okay, I see this workout, whatever. And they don't do it. And they just like, oh, I'm gonna cancel because, you know, I didn't have time or whatever. You know, they make up all these excuses. And we've done it. I've done it too. I've done things where I'm supposed to be focusing on something and I make excuses. And that's all it is. It's because I don't want to do the hard work. But anything in life requires this discipline, whether, you know, you have to put up with a lot of people. You have to put up with people until they mature. There's people in your life that you have to try to be disciplined around. When I say disciplined, it means you have to put up with them, right? Instead of saying what you want to say, you have to put up with what they're saying or what they're doing. That requires discipline. You have to keep trying, you know, to stay cool, because discipline's not just an action. It's some things that we do and not want to do. So what is discipline? Okay, people often get discipline mixed up with motivation. That's the one thing. People always think, okay, I'm not motivated, I'm not disciplined. They're two totally different things. Motivation is a desire to do something. It's the desire to get something done. Discipline is what is the action. And it's the action, a lot of that you have to do or not do, right? So it boils down to doing the things you have to do, even when you don't want to do it. That's basically what it is. That's literally the practical framework of it. Discipline is the ability to do things you'd rather avoid. Things that are necessary in order to hit your goals, and things that are going to take your life to the next level, but it's just too hard or too uncomfortable. And you don't want to do it, right? Like, again, so many times where I'm so sore from shooting, and the next day I have to shoot again. It's like I could literally just pick up the phone, call my video guys, and because I run this company, so I can say to them, "Hey, I'm not going to shoot today." Or I could get up and go, "Listen, I have a goal to fill up this program with workouts for these guys. Yes, I'm sore. Yes, it hurts. Yes, I'm going to have to warm up more. But I focused on hitting something. And even though I don't want to do it, I have to get up and do it." That's discipline. Because again, I don't need to do it. I don't have to do that stuff. I have enough programs and workouts in this. I don't need to do that. But I set that goal and I have to embrace the fact that there's going to be times when I don't want to do things. There's going to be times when it's difficult. There's going to be times when it's uncomfortable. It's staying outside your comfort zone, and it's adapting the trait that you want to be, right? Like the identity, that's the word I'm looking for. It's adapting that identity, right? Just the last thing before we dive right in is, When you're disciplined, when you have something, a goal in front of you, like this program, let's just say, like, you know, okay, I haven't worked out in a long time. I don't know what to eat, you know, but I really want to lose weight. I'm motivated to lose weight, right? I'm motivated to do what have you. You need to identify yourself as a health nut. Like, for, okay, here's an example. You know, a lot, you guys on this call, a lot of times I always say to people ask me about drinking water. They'll say to me, "Oh yeah, you know, I drink a lot of water and I have to pee a lot, you know, and like, is there anything I can do in order to like not have to pee? Should I not, blah, blah, blah." And what do I say to those people? Well, I always say this: listen, you're going to be pee guy from now on. You're a pee person. You're a pee guy. That's you. You're the guy who has to go pee all the time. That's you. That's your new identity, because that identity is going to ensure that, oh yeah, I am pee guy, so I got to drink my water. I say the same thing. I say the same thing to the guys who travel or work who drive trucks or you know, drive buses or what have you. I tell those guys, I say, listen, you're going to be the guy who goes to work with the lunch pail, the lunch bag. That's you. You're lunch bag guy. That's who you're going to be. You're going to be the guy where your friends at work are going to be like, "Oh, you brought your lunch again. Yeah, that's the identity." And I say that to you guys, not just to throw that at you. It's literally because in order to be disciplined, in order to start that path, you have to actually take that identity. You have to take the identity of what you want to be, because that makes it a little bit easier for you. There's a lot of things in between, but that makes it a little bit easier for you to achieve what you want, because now you have a new identity. If you separate yourself from that identity, go, "Yeah, I gotta drink water because Funk tells me to drink water," it's very easy to get undisciplined because you don't have the identity. You still separate yourself from that. So that's just something that I want to talk about. So there are two types of people. There's proactive people and there's reactive people. Proactive people focus on what they stand to gain, right? And that's a very small percentage of people. Most people are reactive, right? They only make that move when they stand to lose something, right? Or when they're sick, or when someone tells them you got pre-diabetes, or you got this, or your testosterone levels are low. That's when they go, oh shit, okay, now I guess I better start doing something. That's reactive. Proactive people are just the ones like, listen, I want to stay on top of my health. I want to make sure I don't get diabetes. I want to make sure I get rid of this belly fat. I want to make sure my testosterone levels are high. What can I do in order to achieve that, to get that? That's a proactive person. When you're not disciplined to get something done, you lose time. You know, it'll take you longer to master your career for key areas in your life. If you don't stay disciplined, you're going to lose money, right? Opportunity costs are real. When you waste time doing things that are easy and pleasant, you're definitely not doing the things that are going to give you the better payoff. Because we all know the better, like when you just, oh, you know what? I want to make $1 million. I'm just going to go to the lottery and play the lottery. I'm going to waste my time playing the lottery because that's the easy way to make money. Yes, the chances are astronomical, but I don't have to put in the work. I don't have to put in the time. I don't have to learn. So let me take the easy way out. What are you doing? You're losing money. You're losing time. All that time you wasted on playing the lottery, you could be doing what you need to do to actually make money. Now, that's just one example. You lose your quality of life. Right, it's easy to sit on the couch and you know just woe's me or it's football and okay I it's football so I got to get my beer, I got to get my chips, I got to get all this stuff and watch football, right? Because it feels good and you guys are going to the gym, that's okay. I'm getting pleasure out of watching football. You'd be losing your quality of life, right? You're losing your health, you're losing your relationships, you're losing the things that are going to make you a better man, right? By doing what's easy instead of going out and focusing on your health. And your frustrations can lead to just not being fully content, right? Because you're always trying to do the easy thing, but that's not really what you want. Deep inside, you want to do things that are going to be better for your life, right? Things that you don't want to spend the rest of your life regretting, feeling guilty, feeling like you wasted your life, feeling stuck. Like I say, I tell you guys, listen, man, we're in our 40s, 50s, well, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. There's still a ton of life left. In fact, when I turned 40, I felt like my life just began because, I started these two businesses. I got married. I fought professionally in Thailand. I became, a world-renowned fitness person. I worked for the UFC, trained fighters. Like all of this stuff happened in my 40s. Like not even before, yes, I was a professional athlete before, but all of the best things in my life, I was able to pay for my son's, university, like all that stuff happened in my 40s. And now I'm 51 and I've got like tons of things I want to do in my 50s. I got a lot to learn in my 50s. I want to stay healthy in my 50s. I want to see my youngest get married at some point when I'm in my 50s. Like that's the life is just starting. We've learned everything in our 40s. We've made mistakes. We've done all of that crap. We've partied. We've done all of the stuff that we're allowed to do because of age. Now that stuff is done, man. Playtime is over, right? And for a lot of us, playtime was over before, but at 40, playtime is over, man. It's time to step up to the plate, be the man we're supposed to be. Health, mental, our families, and that means discipline. That means doing things we don't want to do so that we don't regret, right? So we don't feel guilty. It's like, damn it, I'm 80 years old and I should have did this and I should have did that and I should have did this. Nah, man, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to feel stuck. When you're not disciplined, you lose personal focus and you lose your integrity, right? Weak characters avoid confrontation. Weak characters give in. Weak characters compromise. Weak characters settle. That's huge, man. I see it all the time. I'm not saying you have to like bully your way in. I'm not talking about bullying your way. This has nothing to do with bullying. It's just there's a confrontation. Oh, do I want to do I want to use my discipline to navigate through this? Maybe, listen, it's not worth me even talking to this person because it doesn't matter what I say to this person. I can confront them, but I ain't going to dive into trying to make myself right. That takes discipline. That takes discipline because I know for me, when I was younger, it was be fisticuffs. Like I'm swinging. Doesn't matter. I'm any opportunity in my 20s to fight and to confront people, but I wasn't disciplined. Discipline would mean, this is not the time. This person's not even worth it. Let's move on, right? When I say giving in, weak people who aren't disciplined, and I'm not saying, listen, we all get weak at certain times, but weak characters, people who always give in, it's too hard. I'm going to quit. It's too uncomfortable. I'm going to quit. That's too far. I ain't going down. You want me to go all the way over there and do all this stuff at 10th? Nah, man, that's way too far. That's weak characters. You just like, okay, I got to go all the way there to get it done. All right, putting on my clothes. Got to get in. Yeah, it's snowing. It's going to take me a little bit longer, but hey, I'm focused and I'm disciplined. I don't compromise. I don't settle. I have to put myself in uncomfortable positions all the time in order to get what I know will be a positive thing in the future to get it done. You lose tenacity, right? When you fold consistently and continuously, unless you're playing poker and you're folding for a specific reason and strategy, it just becomes a habit. When you start to quit little things, and I've actually talked about this before, when you don't do a workout or when you don't do when you succumb to Brenda bringing in, you know, muffins in the morning, just little tiny things, you start to continuously fold, you continuously quit, and these little things, it becomes a habit. You become the quit guy. Oh, that guy always quits under pressure, always. I see him doing it in practice. I see him doing it in key times in games. I was blessed to have a coach that taught me about, you know, my mindset and being able to stay focused during tough times when you're tired. Like those are, when you're tired, when you're hungry, when, you know, adversity happens, the first thing people do is they go back to what's comfortable. They quit. And it's, I used to see that in practice. When I used to see my teammates in practice, I knew the guys who are going to quit in tough times. I knew, okay, when time comes, I was one of the guys like, listen, you give me the ball when it push comes to shove, you're sending me the ball. Yes, I'm going to be the guy that kind of pushes people and goes, set me the ball right now. I played volleyball. So I'm going to put this away. We're going to continue. That was my mindset. Like, I want to be that person who takes, who people can count on. Yeah. Sometimes I lost. Sometimes we lost, but I wanted to be that person. But I knew the guys not to put it to, do not give him the ball right now. He's just not there right now. I know that it's these things, they crumble because you see it all the time. You see people quitting in practice. As a coach, I saw it all the time. I knew things I needed to try to push on certain athletes to get them over that hump of not quitting. Whereas, you know, as a strength and conditioning coach, it's pushing them through those tough workouts, right? Even myself, man, listen, man, you guys watch these follow along workouts. You know, many times in those workouts, I wanted to like literally throw in the towel completely, but it's just like, I gotta keep going. That's why I post those follow along workouts on YouTube. Listen, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just trying to give you guys examples of times where like, I want to quit. Like I'm not Superman I'm not the most fit person to start to do a lot of these workouts when we shoot them, but it's just kind of like, listen, I gotta keep going, man, because I know that I'll be better for it afterwards, right? I know that I'm not going to get softer. I know I'm not going to get that habit. I'm not going to create that habit. And so making sure that you're not, you know, the habit of quitting things, it can be little things, man. It doesn't even have to be big things. It can be little tiny things that you just stop doing because of this, or you stop doing because of that. It becomes that habit. You don't want that. Even uncomfortable things, little tiny things, just get it done. And as I mentioned before, discipline is something you do, right? It's the ability to do things you'd rather avoid. It's the ability to do what you committed to, no matter how inconvenient or uncomfortable it is. You committed to it, so you have to do it. The ability to stick to the course of action, even if you're busy, Even if you don't feel like it, listen, I have my family here. We're about to go back to the cottage because I gotta write a few things. And I could have easily said to you guys, hey guys, I'm going to the cottage, you know, I got to pack, I got to do all this stuff, but no, I'm committed to you guys. No matter what, I'm committed. I made a commitment to be on this call, whether it's 9, whether it's 10, every single week, because that's my commitment, right? That's what I committed to. Long lasting patience in relationships. Thank God my wife has discipline and long lasting patience, because in recovery, she needs that, right? I'm in recovery and she needs that patience. So, but it's for us, like we have to have, listen, for us who have kids, we got to have that patience, man. Our kids aren't going to always do what we want them to do, but we got to have patience with our kids. We got to be able to let them fail. We can't be the ones trying to do things for them. We have to have patience with people at work. You know, we all have that person at work that we don't like. We just don't like their character, their person, what they stand for. We know them. And a lot of times we want to butt heads. We want to impose our will on those people. Discipline is you going, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and listen to them and I'm moving on. I'm not even going to give them my energy. I'm not even going to give them the time. You know, as a fighter, when things are going crazy and the person, you have a plan. I have a plan of attack. This is the game plan. My coaches tell me this is the game plan. You're going to jab. You're going to move around to the right. You're going to throw the straight left. No matter what, that's the game plan. You're going to throw left kicks. That's the game plan. But now the guy you're fighting against is talking trash and he's trying to goat you in and he wants to brawl. And you're like, man, I got to show tons of people watching here. I can't just sit back and try to go to the game plan of just jabbing, hooking and throwing a left. I want to brawl too. That's a loss of my discipline. Discipline for me is like, okay, stick to the game plan. This guy's going crazy. But the game plan is jab, hook, straight left. Brian Ortega stuck to the game plan last night, you know, amidst the fact that his opponent wasn't engaging, he still stuck to the game plan. That's discipline. Discipline's not just about doing things you want to do or doing things you don't want to do. It's not doing the things that you want to do, right? Sticking to your principles. My principle is to win this fight. This is what I have to do. My principle is to get into great shape, which means I got to eat my balance plate. I got to do my workouts 4 times a week. I've got to recover. I've got to, you know, do all of these things. I got to focus on my sleep. I've got to do everything for me so I have the energy. That's sticking to your principles. No matter what happens throughout your life, no matter, yes, I'm getting really, really busy. I've got, you know, something came up at work. So I'm working like 13, 14 hours. So I can't work out anymore. No. You gotta find a way to get that workout in, man, right? You gotta find a way to get the workout in and your work done. That's part of staying disciplined. It's not giving up something, because what did I just tell you guys before? You started to fold. You start to, okay, let me just not do this in order to do this. No. It's time to plan and put them both in place. Yes, I'm working more. I still got to get that workout on. So maybe it's not going to be a 20-minute workout. Maybe it's going to be a 10-minute workout, but I still have the habit of eating healthy. So I got to prepare my meals properly. Working out, recovery, whatever it takes. Just don't, yeah. Listen, every time you have to wait, every time you have to stick to a decision, every time you have to stick to a diet, every time you have to stick to a schedule, every time you have to go through something unpleasant or uncomfortable, that's the golden opportunity to build discipline. Because every day we have the opportunity to build discipline. Every single day, standing in line, waiting for something, that's, you're building discipline of not like trying to, you know, cut the line, or like, you're not just like, oh, come on, man, hurry up. No. Chill out, man. Relax. Listen, you have no control over that line. So sit in the line, focus on thinking about things that are going to make you better in life, or things that you have to get done. And next thing you know, you're in line, you're driving to work. There's people going all over the place. There's people cutting you off. Listen, they're cutting you off. They're not cutting you off. They're probably cutting every single person on the street off. So don't take it personally. Have discipline, chill out. You're not beeping on your horn. What's beeping on your horn going to do? Absolutely nothing. It's going to take away your power. You're giving away your power by beeping on the horn, by giving the finger, by, yeah. No, man, just chill. Just, hey, all right, that guy's probably got something more important to do than I do. So let them go. Just make sure that I don't get into an accident and I continue on my journey. Key mindsets to adopt when you want to become more disciplined. Discipline's like a mental muscle. Okay. This is a really good part of this. It's like a mental muscle. You gotta stress it. You gotta challenge it and you gotta put pressure on it. Right. So here's the thing. Last September 2019, I decided that I was going to clean up. This may sound weird, but I decided that every morning when I wake up after I take a shower, I was going to go downstairs. I was going to clean up downstairs every single morning. That meant I have two floors downstairs. So vacuuming, mopping, dishes, taking out the garbage, getting the cat litter, making it smell nice, wiping down the kitchen, like all of that. Because for me, the reason why I was doing that is because when my wife either got home from work or she got up, I wanted to make sure that when she went downstairs, she had a pristine place, a stress-free zone. And for me, it was a challenge because I'm not the clean up guys. I don't know if you can see, but this place is a disaster. I have things all over the place. That's just the way my mind goes because my mind's like this. So I have everything all over the place. So I challenged myself. I said, listen, you know what? I'm going to challenge my mind. I'm going to challenge my discipline. Let me see how long I can do it. And yes, at first it sucked because I had to get up earlier in order to do that. It took me an hour to clean downstairs. But the more I did it, the more it became a habit, the more discipline I had. And now this is what, October 18th, 2020. I still do it. And it's nothing to me now. Now I don't even think, it's just a habit. Even on days where I say, you know what, I'm not going to clean tomorrow because I have to get up and do something. Just when I get downstairs, I have to clean. I got to take out the, you know, cat litter, and then I got to feed the cats. And then I just, next thing you know, it's done. Right. It's something that I would never in 100 million years think that I would do it. But now this is part of my life and I feel great about it. And my wife feels great about it. It's strengthened our relationship. You know, it keeps me, my mental muscle, my discipline muscle, it continues to fortify it, doing things I would not even think I'd be doing, but I know that if I do it, it's going to help something. So the more I run away from difficult things, the weaker my discipline becomes. I lose, you know, you lose your fear. You stop viewing things as hassles. So when you don't run away from things, you lose fear. Like I can put myself in any situation and not really be fearful that even if I do fall, I know I'm going to get back up anyway. Like I know I'm going to get back up anyway. So it doesn't matter if I fall, I'm going to get back up anyway. I stop viewing things as hassles. Like, I hate cleaning. I hate taking out the litter. That was my big thing back in early 2019. I hate taking out the litter. I resent these cats because I got to take out their litter. Nah, man, I just no hassle, man. It just takes 30 seconds. I time myself 30 seconds, you know. The more you give in, the weaker you become and the harder the task or situation becomes. The more you give in, the harder it is. I try to make the nutrition super easy. Don't complicate it. Just pick a carb, a fat, a protein, and a vegetable or fruit. Put it on your plate. Don't worry about counting calories. Don't worry about how big the plate is. Just do it. And the more you do it, the more it doesn't become a hassle. The more nutrition becomes, hey, man, I'm feeding my body the foods I want to eat, right? The more you do the things, the challenge, the pressure, and then after a while, it just becomes a habit. You don't even think about it. It just becomes who you are, right? A lot of the guys in phase, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, all the way up to 20, nutrition is just, it's how they eat. That's how you eat now. It's like, oh yeah, that's how I eat. Doesn't matter. I just don't know any different. And I know that it's feeding my body. The more I do things, the better I get at them. Like I say, now I'm the king of cleaning the house downstairs. I just know how to do it well because I've been doing it for so long. The more you do something, the more routine it comes. Like I say, it just becomes a routine now. And you'll be able to connect the dots and see all the patterns that you need in order to be successful. And it's not just cleaning up. It's everything in life. Everything that I do in life, everything you do in life, everything you do, you need to step outside that comfort zone, right? Competence produces confidence. The more competent you are about something, the more confidence you're going to have. But in order to get competent, You have to have the discipline to get through all of the tough situations, all of the uncomfortable things. So the competency is going to take a while. It's going to take a while. But once you get past that competency, you will have that self-confidence. You know, it's so funny because with kids, specifically kids nowadays, parents and teachers try to tell them that if you're competent, like they try to tell them, like they're saying, you're great at this. Oh no, you're awesome. Oh no, you're great. Because they think that's going to increase their self-confidence. But in fact, that doesn't increase their self. In order to have self-confidence, you have to feel competent. You have to go through those struggles. You have to fail and you have to continually do things. So if you're telling your kid, yes, of course you're going to tell your kid they're great, but you have to let them fail. You have to let them go through that. You have to let them get that competence. Just like you guys. You guys are you're not always going to stay on this health and fitness, workout 4 times a week, every single week. But the more you do it, the more confident you're going to feel. And when I bring you a new set of workouts, like, all right, Funk's got a new set of workouts. All right, buddy, bring it on, because I know that I can at least tackle these workouts or tackle whatever is next. And that happens in your real life as well. So like I said, you may not be confident at the beginning. Obviously at the beginning, you're not going to feel confident, but as you master it, as you continue to do, you're going to be more confident. And that means you have to get through you have to put in the work, you got to commit to more output. You got to commit to doing more work. You got to commit to doing things you don't want to do. And momentum will be on your side, because you will eventually reach a point where it becomes harder to stop than it is to start. So for me, like I said before, with cleaning, it's harder for me to stop that, because if I stop that, I'm going to feel like I'm missing something, right? And that's why with this program, I try to make, again, I'm doing this on purpose, but I try to make it so that it becomes a habit. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday workouts, Tuesday, Thursday recovery. It's the same thing. It's warm up, workout, abs, stretch. Like every month, it's the same thing. It's just different workouts, but the habit, it becomes a habit. It just becomes like, oh yeah, it's Wednesday. Oh yeah, yeah. Or whatever day you feel your 4 days are. The point is, it becomes a habit where shit. And I know that a lot of guys will say when they get injured or when they're going on vacation, like, I don't want to miss my workouts. I don't like, I need my workouts. Like I need to have those. Those are important. Like I can't stop those now. Right. That's the whole discipline. That's what happens when you go through the phase one, the phase two, the phase three. There's all kinds of things going on. You got to learn this. You got to learn that. Funk's telling me this. Funk's telling me that. And I got to do this workout. Next thing you know, it's phase four. And you're like, let's go. Let's go. I put my email in the box. I get my daily emails. It's just clockwork. It's clockwork because you put in that discipline. You put in the discipline to get to that point. Right. You were disciplined enough to get to that point and you have momentum now. So it's harder for you to stop. Your actions become routine and discipline actions become your identity. Like I say, you're a health guy now, right? You're a ripped guy now. You're six pack guy now. You're no more diabetes guy now. You're alpha male guy now. So you build discipline. So the next thing is, how do you build discipline using things you're already doing? So it's very easy right now to start building discipline with things you're already doing, like meeting deadlines, right? So if you're at work or, you promised your wife or you promised your girl or boy or whatever it is, your kid, you promise them things, you keep promising your kids things. Here's a big one. You got to commit to meeting those deadlines. I promised you, son, that I would take you here. I'm going to take you here. I promised you, honey, that I was going to fix this. I'll do that. You're at work. You commit to your deadlines. If your boss tells you to do something at a certain time, you don't do it 5 minutes after. You don't do it 10 minutes after. You don't do it a day after. You do it, and you become the guy who they can count on, because they know this. I can count on Joe, because Joe's going to hit that deadline every single week. That I'm going to count on that person. And for you, it's building that discipline and for you to hit those deadlines. Put in the work, commit to more output. The more output you put in, the more disciplined you're going to be, right? Commit to more work, commit to high hitting quality guidelines. Like, push yourself a little bit. Like I always say, we're not here to be average, man. We're here to be above average. We're here to hit our potential. And just I'm just going to do this much, because this is just enough, for me to get through. Nah, man, you gotta put it in the work more, you know, October, November, December, go into work early, leave late, man, put in that work. It's not just about for, it's for you. It's for you. So you build the discipline of getting up early every day. Stick to regular meal schedules. So this is a good one, man. Like if you're a breakfast, lunch, dinner person, try to stick to the same schedule of your eating. Yes, it's going to be tough depending on your schedules, but try to stick to that. So you make sure that you get that nutrition. And no matter what's happening, whether you have to actually prepare, try to stick to a schedule. Okay, I wake up, I do this, I do that. Now I eat. Then, you know, at about one-ish or so, I eat again. Then at about six or seven-ish or so, I eat again. Stick to a schedule. That then it just becomes more routine and you don't miss your meals, because we know how important nutrition is when it comes to this kind of stuff. And give yourself consequences, man. Like if you skip a meal, if you skip a workout, there's got to be some type of consequence. You know, there's got to be something where you're like, damn it, you know, I didn't do that. Because again, if you continue to fold, you're going to be the fold guy. And yeah, there's some things that you're great at. We're all great at some things where we always go, yeah, but I can do this. Or yeah, but I'm good at this, right? We always like to fall back on what we're great at and that what has become a habit. But I don't care about that. No one cares about that. I care about you getting this thing. What have you done for me lately? This thing right here. Are you hitting those deadlines? Are you working out four times a week? Are you doing the recovery that I ask you guys to do? Are you stretching after each workout? Are you trying to focus on your sleep? Like those are the things, man. Those are the disciplinary things that, okay, I got to get this done. Listen, I would rather you stretch than do the ab finisher, really, because stretching is going to ensure that you stay injury free. Right. It's just remembering that you have to just do the things you don't want to do, or even if you do want to do, put in more output and understand that it's going to take baby steps. You're not going to get to everything you want to get to right away. You've got to put in the work, but you have ways of doing things right now and starting to use your discipline, you know, train your disciplined mind, train that mental muscle. And you can challenge yourself intentionally too. So you can do things to build discipline intentionally, like taking cold showers. You know, if you listen to my podcast with Ben Greenfield, he's like, oh yeah, you know, if you ever need some energy, go take a cold shower. I've been doing that religiously. Every 30 seconds before the end of my shower is done, I literally blasted and freezing cold. I just sit there and just have to shiver through and just try to, and it never gets easy. It never gets easy. The cold shower, sitting through that cold shower, never gets easy. It's always cold. It always sucks when I turn around, it goes on my back. But I just, for some reason, you just feel like you're just like, yeah, I'm building my discipline. I'm building that mental toughness to get through something I don't want. Who has to turn the freaking shower freezing cold? No one does. But it's little things like this that help you stay disciplined, because if you can do that, there's a lot of other things you can stay disciplined to. And not just once in a while, like every single time I get in that shower, the last 30 seconds, I'm like, all right, here we go. And then I'm just get through it, man. Just get through it. You start talking to yourself. You start pushing yourself. You start get all this internal dialogue that I also use that same internal dialogue when I'm faced with other things in life that are difficult. I'm like, okay, Let's get the internal dialogue of this is Funk's discipline, soldier inside my brain who I can always touch on. I used to have an addict soldier here who wanted to destroy my life. Right now I have my disciplined soldier who comes up anytime, you know, I face adversity, anytime I don't want to do things. The other thing is waking up really, really early. Like, I don't know if you guys know who Jocko Willink is, but every day on his Instagram, he posts 4 a.m., 4:02 a.m., 4 a.m., wakes up. Yes, of course, Jocko was a Navy SEAL or in the Navy or what have you. The whole point is he's just a regular guy. He's no different than anybody else. He's like you. He's like me. He's like whatever. He just has the discipline to do certain things that gets that success, right? So if you know you're used to waking up at 7 or whatever, wake up earlier, man. Listen, the clocks in North America are getting turned back very soon. This is the perfect opportunity to wake up 1 hour earlier, not to sleep in 1 hour extra. It's actually now, instead of me waking up at 6 or 5, I'm going to wake up at 4 every morning. I'm going to get my ass up at 4 o'clock and I'm going to start putting a whole routine in to make myself better. Park further and further away from entrances when you go shopping. Like a lot of, you guys know my wife, right? She's very hard headed. She's a redhead. She doesn't mess around. So for me, I love to just park wherever the first empty space is, I'm parking. I don't care if it's a mile away from the front entrance. Let me just park. Let's just get inside. She's a total opposite. Man, why are you parking here? You got to park closer. I'm like, nah, man, let's just park and we'll walk. And while we walk, we're going to just like enjoy each other's company, man. Like, I'm just like, that's me. Like, it's like, who cares, man? Well, what about when we come out? Hey, we're going to have a cart. We can roll the cart out. No big deal. Like, that's literally how I talk with Angela. I'm like, hey, man, don't worry about it. We're going to be good. And then next thing you know, it's all good. Right. We joke around about it. We laugh. She knows that's the way she is. I know that that's the way she is. So, but yes, park further away. Try to, play games, reduce your snacks, commit to reading. I started reading more. I'm starting to read a lot more lately. I've put that aside because I've been focusing so much on different projects and different things for the program that I'm like, hey man, I gotta put time in place, even though it's uncomfortable, even though it's some of the, a time where I'd kind of just like sit back and listen to a podcast. Maybe I should just read, build discipline through your daily opportunities. We all have daily opportunities right now where we could take the easy way or we could just build a little bit more discipline, right? Find opportunities to practice discipline. Waiting in line, that's a big one, man. Specifically now with the pandemic happening, lineups are much longer. Sometimes we got to wait outside. We got to wear masks, right? Discipline, wear the mask, man. It's not a big deal. Just put the goddamn mask on and just stand outside and wait. It's not a big deal. You're a grown ass man. You're not a little kid, 20s, 10, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds. They're the ones that, I don't want to wear this mask. Like, yeah. I get it. You're a 5-year-old, of course, but you're a 40-year-old man. Put the mask on. I'm not a big, I'm not Joe mask guy, but I'm just going to wear my mask because that's what's happening right now. And I'm going to stand in line and I'm going to wait patiently because guess what? Things are going to be a lot longer now, right? If there's a special assignment at work, your boss has this assignment to do, or your boss wants someone to go on a specific assignment. Step up to the plate, man. Step up to the plate. It's funny. When I work for the UFC, a lot of times, it'd be like, okay, we need someone to go out to wherever it is. Because remember, I'm in different countries, so I have no clue where I'm going to begin with. We need someone to go all the way out here to get something. Like, I'll do it. I have no clue what I'm doing. I have no clue where I'm going, but I'm going to take this assignment and I'm going to go through whatever I need to go through. And if it takes a little bit longer, But for me, that's building my discipline. That's building the discipline to be able to do things that you may not want to do things that are uncomfortable, to do things that you're not used to doing, stepping outside that comfort zone and getting it done. And when you come back and you get it done, yes, you're going to get praise, but it's more for me. It's more for, yeah, I was able to do that. Yeah. I went to Australia the very first time and I said, I will drive, even though I had no clue how to drive on the other side of the road. I'd ridden my bike on the other side of the road, my scooter in Thailand, but I haven't driven a big truck on the other side of the road, but I like, I'll do it, whatever. Yeah, it was a gong show at first, but now I'm the guy who drives a truck on the other side of the road, right? Like, it's just, you just step up to that, right? And here's another thing that I'm not a big fan of, but I do know how it can help with patience and discipline, is hanging out with a toxic friend. Like, not running away too much. So this is what I mean by hanging out with a toxic friend. I don't mean adding to the toxicity. I mean patience when you are with that person, right? Like, they say stupid things, they do stupid things, and you're just like, God, I don't want to be here, but I've got to practice patience. I do that every week during my recovery. I have to practice patience and discipline, man, because there's a lot of things that go on in these calls that you're like, I don't really want to be here. Or you're listening to someone talk and you're like, oh my God, buddy, please. But you just have to be, you just have to sit there, be disciplined, be relaxed, listen. You may find a little nugget, but when the more you hang out with toxic friends, I don't mean hanging out with them all the time, because again, that can become toxic to you. But you put your disciplined mind on, you're okay, I'm going to hang out with Carl over here. Carl, no disrespect to any Carls. Carl is just the name I always use. And I'm just going to hang out with Carl and just going to, you know, listen to the foolishness that comes out of Carl's face. And then like, all right, oh, I was able to get through that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sometimes that helps. Discover some of your coping mechanisms, right? Maybe it's you know, reading something while you're waiting in line. Maybe it's playing mind games. If you're going to go for like, you know, sometimes in tough workouts or tough ab workouts or whatever, you start playing these little mind games. You start gamifying your job. Okay, I'm going to do, you know, if I do this in this much time, then I'm going to, you know, I don't know, become a star. I don't know. Just sometimes so for instance, when I clean, here's an example. When I go down and clean, sometimes I make it a game. I say, okay, I'll see if I can do this in 15 minutes. I got to do everything perfectly in 15 minutes. And I just make it a game. I just try to like get it done. And it's just, as you're doing that thing you don't want to do, you're actually coping with the discipline that you're actually gaining by doing it, right? And identify the times that you wish to quit, right? Like, start to identify what patterns are coming out when you're quitting. Are you quitting when something hurts a little bit? Are you quitting when you're faced with adversity? Are you quitting when someone shouts at you? Like, whatever it is, try to counteract that. Try to learn to wait it out. Do you quit when you have to wait in line, where you're like, ah, you know what, forget it, I'm just gonna go somewhere else? No, don't go somewhere else. Sit there, wait in line, discipline yourself to wait and be patient. At first, it's gonna suck. At first, you're gonna be doing everything you can to stay there. But once you stay there, what are you doing? You're building that muscle, right? You're building that discipline muscle. And then after a while, waiting's no big deal. I'll look at whatever I need to look at while on my phone or whatever it is while I wait. Or I just may look around the place and kind of like, you know, people watch and see and just, you know, or think about things that you need to do to get done on your next journey of where you're going. But you have to identify those times, right? You have to identify those times. And track and monitor your personal discipline journey. If you have a problem staying disciplined, if you have a problem that you always buy workout programs and quit every single time, you could go into your computer and you can look and you can see a whole bunch of workout programs that you've purchased in the past. Why are you quitting? Right? Start a discipline journal. Start slow. Start writing some things, right? Don't have to make these massive entries, but start seeing, okay, oh shit, I quit because my wife said this. Oh man, wait a minute, right? And then you're gonna start to see those entries are gonna start to get bigger and bigger. And even journaling, I've already talked about journaling should be something we should be all doing. You know, gratitude journals, writing down things that you're thankful for, journaling on things, how you feel every day. What do you, you know, how did you feel today? Was it a 10? Was it a 7? What are some of the things that happened during the day? You know, just, it doesn't have to, you don't have to write a book. It's just when you start writing things down on paper, it you take it out of your brain and you put it on paper. That is massive, because now the accountability starts to lessen, right? Because now you're putting it on paper. Now you're looking at it. Okay, let me read this. Oh, and then maybe a week later when you're feeling good, you're going to go through all week and see, oh, there's a pattern here. This is happening every day. Okay, I gotta address this. There's something going on every day at work, or there's someone who, you know, continues to show up in my journal. Why is Carl in my journal every day? Carl, I have no relationship with Carl. My wife should be in my journal every day, not Carl. Let's figure out why Carl's in my journal every day. Let's figure out what's happening. You know, what's going on? Do I need to build more discipline in order to deal with Carl and just chill whenever Carl comes so that he doesn't, you know, he's not in my journal, whatever it is. I'm just giving you guys examples, but whatever it is. Journaling is huge, man. And again, for us guys, it's not something that we, you know, diaries are for girls. You know, when we were growing up, your sister or your girlfriends or whatever, we all had diaries. Well, listen, those women have something a little bit, they knew something we didn't know, right? They knew how to get their emotions out. And so we should be journaling. Gratitude, I always talk about the gratitude journal, just being thankful for the things in your life, writing those things down, because the more you focus on what you're thankful for, the less you're going to be focused on what, you know, the negative things. It's like, oh yeah, I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for this. And then talking about why you're thankful for those things, not just writing it down. Why am I thankful for my wife today? Why am I thankful for, you know, you guys today? Why am I thankful for whatever it is? Anyways, that's a whole other coaching call. But yeah, man, try to, you know, again, this is if staying disciplined. We all have areas where we could be more disciplined, but if discipline in general is a problem, then monitoring, tracking is key. And you know, you're gonna creating systems is another thing, and that's something that I tried to do for you guys right off the bat, is creating a health and fitness system. The system, like I mentioned before, you know, the workout system, the nutrition system, eating three times a day, making sure that you have your workouts on these days, you're recovering. It's a system that you can start to put into work. All you have to do is follow that system and stay disciplined, because we all like systems, right? We all like to have some type of a system or a routine that we can follow, that we can break up. And systems lead to more predictable results. Listen, if you follow this system, this 100% will happen, because every single day when I look into the Brotherhood, or even now, because there's a lot of people who aren't in the Facebook group, every day I get an email from someone who shows me the before and after picture because they followed the system specifically for the first 90 days. They just followed it. They just like, yeah, man, I just did the workouts. I followed the nutrition. You know, I focus a little bit more on sleep, and this is what's happening to me. I can't, like, this is great. I've never had this before because I just followed the system. But it's not even about the system. It's about the discipline to stay on track. And yes, there's going to be times where you're going to fall, or yes, there's going to be times where this happens, but you just get your ass back up and you just continue. You know, you miss workout one in day and week three, don't try to make it up. Just, okay, I miss workout one in week three. Okay, I'm going to do the recovery, and then I'm going to do workout two, and then I'm going to just continue along the journey, but I'm going to get back up. I'm not going to let that lead to not, you know, doing workout the recovery, and then not doing workout two, and then not doing this because I missed that, right? Always saying, okay, well, I missed that. Well, you know what? I'll just do it again. I'll just start next week. Nah, man, because just starting next week will be next week. I'll start next week, and then I'll start next week. No, you start now, like today. Like, okay, I missed that out. I'm going to get back up, and I'm going to get on. I'm going to continue through the system, right? Tracking, progress, daily opportunities, and setting up challenges for yourself to stay disciplined, you know? And then you start scaling up. You know, you scale up your workouts. You scale up. Here's the other thing that I throw in there for you guys to help with discipline. That you probably didn't even know, that's why I'm doing it. But aside from the fact that there are health benefits, the 20 to 24 hour fast in phase number three that I tell you guys to do for one day, it's about discipline. It's about giving you a chance to practice discipline of not eating when it's uncomfortable, when there's things happening in your life, when you want to eat, when you're hungry. Yes, of course, 20 to 24 hour helps with your metabolism, with kickstarting that metabolism. But do you have to do a 20-24 hour fast? No, but am I trying to make you guys do a 20-24 hour fast in phase three? 100%, because you're gonna add another discipline nugget of, oh, I can fast for 20-24 hours. And I feel great when I do that, just once a week, not every single day, just once a week, but it's that 20 to 24 hours. It's so uncomfortable. Not for anyone to have to do that if they haven't done it before. You're going to feel lightheaded. You're going to feel, oh, I don't feel good, man. I don't feel good. Yeah, but you got to get through it, man. It's uncomfortable, right? That's discipline. It takes discipline to do that. So yeah, it's certain little things that once you get, as I mentioned before, it's all about working your mental muscle, your discipline muscle. Right. And all the opportunities you have every day to work it, whether it's discipline to stay away from something, whether it's discipline to do something, or whether it's discipline to be patient about something. Right. And listen, you got to learn to fail. You have to learn to fail systematically, because you're going to have setbacks and they will happen, but you just can't give in once they do happen. You have to get back up. You got to focus on getting back on the program right away. You got to focus on reducing the time to snap back. Not next week. There's no next week. There's that that verbiage, after you fail at something, the verbiage of I'll do it next week should never even come out of your mouth. It's like, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it now. Okay, I'll get back on it right now. Actually, in fact, I'm going to get back on it right now. Mentally, I'm already back on it. I did skip whatever, or I did, you know, whatever, but I'm back. I'm snap back. I'm back on it right now. I'll get back to it, you know, the next opportunity. Get used to snapping back until it becomes second nature, right? Like jujitsu. If I could right now, I would tell every one of you guys to go join a jiu-jitsu gym right now. Go join a jiu-jitsu gym. Not only are you going to become a beast, but you're going to learn how to fail every single session. You're going to get tapped out every session. You're going to fail every session. But guess what happens? You're going to fail. You're going to get tapped out. You're going to get back up and you're going to go again. You're going to continue to go again. You're going to get better. You're going to be a white belt. You're going to be a blue belt, a yellow belt, brown belt, black belt, because you continue to fail. But those failures that you're doing and getting back right away is gradually getting you better. You're getting better. You know how to quickly get back. You know how, okay, I tapped. Boom. Okay, let's go. Let's get back. And you're back again. Right away. Oh, okay, let's go. Right, like that. Jiu-jitsu is for men, man, and you become a killer. Not saying a killer in response to killing other people, but what are the three things that we're put on earth to do? We're put on earth as men to provide. In order for us to provide, we have to be healthy. Healthy in the mind, healthy in the body, healthy in the spirit, 100%. Procreate. A lot of us are done procreating, but still, we are here to procreate. And number three is protect. We need to protect our families and we need to protect ourselves. We need to feel confident in protecting ourselves and our families. The only way to feel confident is you have to be healthy and you have to have competence in that. When you're competent in yourself, I can do these things. Like for me and Angela, specifically Angela, Angela, I don't know if you guys know this, but Angela used to be a police officer, sergeant on the streets. And whenever shit happens, she's the first in there. Like she's battling guys bigger. Why? Because she's Muay Thai, right? MMA, Muay Thai. She knows what she to do in certain situations, elbows, knees, that sort of thing. Now she does, she's in forensics and she does forensics. So whenever there's a murder or shooting, that's where Angela is. But anyways, the point is, you know, and myself, I feel I'm very confident, right? Like I know I'm not afraid of any situation. I know how to, I know how to de-escalate and I know how to handle myself in certain situations, but that's confidence, but that's competence because we've gone through and we're disciplined enough to do things. I'm not telling everyone to join jiu-jitsu. I'm just giving you an example that failing, because we had to fail, constantly failing, constantly, but constantly getting back up, constantly, okay, I'm back. And that's discipline, that's discipline. So once again, the point here is discipline is about doing things you don't want to do, but you know you have to do it. That's bottom line. And doing it consistently doing those things that you know are going to get you to where you need to go to, Yes, you have to sacrifice. Discipline means you got to sacrifice things. You got to sacrifice the comfort, right? But staying outside your comfort zone on a daily basis all the time, I'm telling you guys, 100% from someone who's just a normal guy, the success, and everyone's success is different, whether it's monetarily, whether it's health, whether it's relationships. But me staying outside my comfort zone is magical with my relationship with my wife, magical with my relationship with myself and my own recovery, magical with my businesses. I'm always like doing things like, man, are you sure you want to do that? Yeah, let's try it. If we fail, we fail. If we don't, we don't. Let's try it. Let's go for it. Right? Are you sure you want to do 24 months of workouts, follow along workouts at 51 years old? Are you sure you want to do that? Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to see. We're going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be sore. It's just consistently challenging ourselves. And then here's the last thing I'm going to leave you guys. I talked about this before about discipline. When I grew up, I thought discipline was getting in trouble, right? I'm being disciplined. My parents are disciplining me, right? And so that's how I thought about it, But as I got older, I started to to, and when I started to play sports, when I started to at a high level, I realized what discipline meant. Discipline meant, fuck, I got to go to practice, right? Because I wanted to be the best. So I knew I had to go to practice. I had to, I had to go early, stay late. I learned very, very, very quickly. And I also learned from looking at other people who had lack of discipline. That's when I learned what discipline really was. I'm seeing guys not showing up for practice. I'm seeing guys quitting during a hard thing. I'm seeing guys trying to skirt out a little bit early or they're not working hard enough. That was a lack of discipline I started to learn, even in when I was 12, 13, 14. And then I looked at my parents and I saw my mother and father who worked two jobs. My dad worked two jobs. My mother worked, 9-to-5 job, come home, cook. Then they were high level athletes themselves. They played sports themselves. And every single day they were doing something. They were working. They would come home, they would cook, then they're gone. They're gone. Practice, games. And they come home with trophies. And day in and day out. And as a kid, that is what I remembered. I remembered, shit, my parents were freaking super disciplined. My mom cleaning the house all day Saturday, got the music, WBLK kicking, the music's bumping. She's cleaning the house and she cooks. And then she's gone to practice. What, are you kidding me? And then she's back home. And then it's like dad going working nights, coming home, sleeping, getting up, going to practice, going to games, winning tournaments. Like it was just, they never told me anything about discipline. They never said anything about if you do this, then you're going to be disciplined. I just saw it. I saw it in front of my face. I watched my parents do it, and it became ingrained in me. Oh, this is all I know, because it's all I see. I see my parents working hard. I see my parents training hard. I see my parents doing housework. I see my parents having good times. They went out and they partied and had a great time, but they stayed disciplined because they would bring home trophies every week. It's like, oh, the best this, best that. It's like crazy. The point I'm saying is your kids, your grandchildren, your the people around you are going to see the discipline that you take on, right? Your kids, it's not about you telling them what to do. You can tell them what to do, but if you're not doing it, how can you expect them to do it if you're not doing it, if you're not living it, if you're not walking the walk? How can I expect you guys to do these workouts if I'm not doing the workouts? I could write down workouts for you, put them in a little PDF, download the workout, guys. Good luck. Work hard. Crush the workouts. Yeah, go. Nah, man, you see me struggling in those workouts. I got to do it. I got to show you guys, hey, I'm struggling too, man. We're going to struggle together. My wife's kicking my ass right now, right? She's crushing in those workouts. But the fact is, you have to do it. You have to take part in being disciplined, because everyone around you, your relationships, your wives, your community, your got people at work, guys at work are going to respect you more. You don't have to say it. You just do it. You know, the guys at work who you can always count on. It's the guys like, oh yeah, I know that if I need somebody, I'm going to go to that guy because he's always hitting deadlines. He's always doing the extra work. He's always doing these things that most guys wouldn't do. He's right there. Doesn't even ask a question. He just does it. Oh, I'll do it. No worries. I got it. No problem. That's what I do. I just wait. I see okay, who wants to do this? And I wait. I look around, give everyone a chance. All right, I'm in. I'll do it. I'll host. I'll do this. Whatever. What do you need me to do? I may not be good at it, but I'm going to do it. I don't care. Discipline. Practice it every day, because it will become something that everyone around you takes in. Everyone, 100%. Believe me, man. Nothing negative happens when you live outside your comfort zone. Nothing. Only positive things, only growth. That's where all the growth happens. Yes, you see all those things posted, but it's true. They post it because it's true. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.